This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Jim Colony, he's around. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's lovely. How are you?
Great. Never been better. Doing well. Yeah, things are moving. Things are going good. And it is what it is. We got a new sign in here. Did you notice that?
Big old sign.
So I guess that's why they moved the big old TV to put in the big old sign. I guess we needed a sign everywhere. Sign. And it's here.
There it is.
Yeah. So it looks nice, I guess.
It looks really nice.
It's not illuminated or anything. It's just a sign.
Yeah.
But it tells us where we need to be. I guess.
It reminds us of where we are
more
than anything.
So that's that. And it's less than a week away. We'll be down seeing a big sign that says PNC.
Yeah.
Now, man, you know, I wish we could just get Jim in here for 1 second in the pre-show. We'll ask him to start the show because I don't know if he'll get word yet. Yes, no vote amongst the three of us right now. You just get to say yes or no.
Okay.
Has Jim already looked at the long-range forecast for Monday's home opener?
Yes.
Matt?
Absolutely.
Okay. I say yes as well. Yeah.
There's no question about that.
We'll ask him to start the show
today.
Now, there's a thing. Now, I went to Jim yesterday, and I said, much like the casino, Jim, do I need to go to the boss and say, you want to be at the ballpark or not for this remote? Because, like, remotes with Jim are – I don't know the system here.
No, it's really become totally up to Jim what he wants to do.
Seems like it, right? And he said, well, I got to be honest with you. It would be tougher, but it would be more fun to be at the ballpark. I said, great.
Then
which one do you want?
Right. Come to the ballpark, then.
Do you want to come to the ballpark? I said, do you have to get – and I said, also, you could jump out of segments if you need to – and take the elevator down and go into the clubhouse and get stuff, turn it around, and maybe we could use it later in the show. And he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a good idea.
And he was like, oh, all right, well, maybe. And it kind of left it open-ended. So we want Jim at the ballpark, right?
We want Jim wherever we are.
I agree.
And the problem is Jim doesn't decide if he wants to be where we want to be until about 30 seconds before Jim needs to be there.
I know.
That goes for the updates when we're in the same building. That also goes for, you know, when we're out on location.
Jim was spectacular at the casino.
He was.
And all kinds of people were, I mean, we were like cordoned off in this area.
Yes.
Because they wanted to keep the crowd away because they were opening at 10.
Right, and they had reserved seating and all that set up.
But nonetheless, people still were climbing like those...
Above the stanchions.
Yes.
Under the ropes.
To try to get to Jim.
Are you Jim Jim Colony?
We got to have Jim come to the ballpark. Jim's got to be at the ballpark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just tell him that? Just tell him the boss said he has to be there.
Yes. We're going to tell him he's at the ballpark.
Okay.
For sure. He's got to be there.
Done.
Because, you know, the other thing that he's going to do on the way out when he's done with his duties is that even if he has to do updates till 12 or whatever, he can do them from – I don't care. He could tape them.
Well, if he wants to, he can walk down to the street and sit with Ron and Joe, who will probably be down on the street.
Right. Or – and then afterward, he can go to a tailgate party, which he loves to do.
Which is right in his wheelhouse.
So there it is. When's Heather Abraham due, by the way?
Looks like soon.
Because I'm going to miss her on TV in the morning. And I still don't know what – what is happening with Heather Abraham and who is going to be the person.
You think they've made the decision yet? They've got to have that in place, right? That's
a big
deal.
Is it Lisa Washington? Is she going to be the person?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is it? Does Megan Schiller get the call up?
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. Who's going to be on the desk after?
Right.
This is going to be this is the kind of stuff when you're up early in the morning that it impacts your morning. Really does.
We ought to just direct message Dayton and ask him.
No, I'm just going to send Heather Abraham a message saying we're trying to get to the bottom. I'm text her here in a second. Say we're trying to get to the bottom of this. How does this work?
I'm thinking Megan Schiller is going to get some spot starts.
She should.
Yeah.
And now, where is she in this power rankings?
Well, the problem is when you bring Schilzy in to do the anchoring, you don't have her out on the street doing the reporting, which is her wheelhouse.
Well, I think she's a really good anchor, though. Now, what's the pecking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if you're a if you're one of these morning news people, what's the job that you want? You want to be on the desk, right? You don't want to be out in Charleroi at some house fire, right? You want to be on the desk?
Yes.
That's what they look for, Matt?
Yep.
You're the guy that went to this broadcast school. So that's what you want to be?
Yes.
All right. So the Heather Abraham's like the top dog in the morning.
Her and Rick Dayton, yeah.
Her and Rick Dayton.
Yeah.
Okay. So then all the other people are like fighting to try to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay. But now, are there some people who are so good at being a reporter, though? Like Holden.
That's my point with Schiller. Like, she's that good a reporter.
Okay. Like, Mike Holden would never grow into a desk person because he's too valuable as a reporter.
Yes. You want him out on the streets.
All right. So he's kind of like done his job too well.
Yes.
All right. But then can he sort of negotiate, like, yo, you got to pay me a lot more because I'm the reporter?
I was going to say, if it's his prerogative to go to a bigger market, even.
Right.
Like Sheehan. Like, I look at Andy Sheehan, like, he could maybe be on the desk if he wanted, but, like...
He's too good a reporter.
Like, that verdict came down the other night in the Rosfeld case. Andy Sheehan is walking through these catacombs of the courthouse that are, like, blocked off.
Right.
And he just grabs Pat Tomasi by the back of the shirt, and he's like, you got to talk to me.
Yeah.
And he was live on television. And all the other stations are outside the courthouse.
Yes.
I was like, okay, here we go.
Some people just want to be out in the field.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, now I kind of understand.
Feel like we got a little bit of a lay of the land here?
I do. Ron Smiley has fully changed his look since he's been in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
He has slimmed down I can't be the only one noticing this at 412-928-9370 on the text line. Ron Smiley has probably slimmed down by 60 pounds since he's been in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He's grown the full beard.
Full beard.
And he's always been happy, but he's got the perpetual smile now.
Yes. And didn't he used to wear glasses a lot more? Or am I imagining that?
He did. You know what? He did.
So he's completely overhauled the look. You're right.
He's a totally different dude.
Used to be a lot more like sweaters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now he's got he's got a nice slim fit
suit.
He's
got like a David Allen suit or whatever. That he's got like the tight suit.
Skinny lapels.
You know what?
I'm surprised he's not rocking no tie with the open collar. Like, that's next.
Is that allowed for the weatherman?
For the weatherman? I think if you're Ron Smiley, it's allowed. How about that?
It should be. You know what? I've become a big Ron Smiley fan.
He gets it done in the
He
morning.
Does get it done. But if there was a television from 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever he started or whatever, you might not even recognize this dude.
Different guy.
Totally different guy. Totally different guy.
Credit to him for finding his new look.
So there's that. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Why am I reading the phone number on the pre-show?
I don't know.
Is your computer working slow today?
Yes.
Mine is unbelievably slow.
Like, I tried logging into the one back in, I call it the Larry studio. It's not really Larry's studio, but the one where Larry always goes to cut all his commercials.
Uh-huh.
And it took like 5 minutes for the computer to finally start up to where I could just log on to Chrome and pull up an email.
Matt, are you watching is your computer running slow today?
No, but there are like lightning bolts going through all of these plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I get up out of my chair and I sit back down, I automatically get shocked.
Put your privates on it.
No, thanks.
See what happens.
I'm good.
No, seriously?
Get a jump start.
Yeah. Well, that happens sometimes when Jim comes
when
and
Jim
plugs
comes
his,
in. Yeah.
He plugs in his earphones and there's...
Everything goes dark.
Uh-huh. It will be in the middle of a segment, and I don't know if we went off the air or not.
Everything just shortens out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you get that loud click.
It's really bad today.
Yep. Here we go. KDK has now localized this story on this ship.
Norwegian cruise thing.
There's people from Western Pennsylvania naturally on this ship.
Obviously.
Always. The craziest thing could happen anywhere in the world, and they'll go find somebody. And somebody will be from Connellsville.
Yeah.
All the time. There's always people. Look, this lady's from Peters Township. She's mad. She's talking
to,
like...
And then the boat started rocking.
She's talking to, like, Sky Sports, or whomever, Sky News.
Probably news.
All the time. All the time, there's always somebody.
The video from that thing's crazy, though.
What was weird to me in watching that cruise ship is they weren't far from land.
No, but...
People were taking from land pictures of the boat.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were way out.
But I guess they couldn't get there because the cruise ship can only go so far before it just runs aground.
Right. It was really interesting. And if they were that close, wouldn't they have had a heads up? I don't know enough
about the story, but...
These answers are all... They have good answers to them, I'm sure. And like,
we just don't have
It's them. Not this simple. But I was just watching this like, didn't they know a day or so before, if they would have called Ron Smiley, maybe.
Maybe.
Didn't they know a day or so before, and they could have got to the land real fast and been like, hey, look, it's real windy and stuff. Just go to a building. Get the hell out of here. Your cruise is canceled.
You don't want to be on a boat right now.
No. It was strange to me because I saw this video of like people are on a farm, and they're on this farm in Norway,
okay,
right? And they're standing, and there's cattle that they're putting into this building.
Mm-hmm.
And they're filming and taking pictures of the boat
while
they could see right, and it's not like far in the distance. Like it looks like it's like right at the edge of their property.
Huh?
It was
crazy.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was really, really bizarre.
That's why cruises freak me out a little bit.
See, I'm okay. I'm going on one. I've never been on one.
Oh, you haven't?
Nope. Not one time.
The as long as they don't hustle too fast to get to where you're going, you'll be fine. But like I was on one a couple years ago, and we left the port, and we were going to wherever our destination was. It was the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and they had to get there in like, I don't know, 18 hours or something. So they just breakneck speed, and that's when the boat starts to rock a lot more, I guess. Like standing there looking out the window, you see the water line go down.
Oh, they had engine failure.
Oh, down and up, and you're like, ooh.
So that's what happened. This boat had engine failure.
Engine failure.
And that's why. So they couldn't dispatch, I guess, towboats or tugboats that quickly.
Huh.
Apparently, the Norwegian people don't have ways to tow them out. That's tough.
It's a big old cruise ship.
That is. And it was just sitting there listing back and forth and back.
Yeah, that's
the,
no,
the video
that,
from
man.
Inside of it, though.
Is crazy.
The chairs and the ottomans and all that stuff, the tables were just, shoo, and then everybody was like, well, okay.
Back
wait,
the other way.
Wait for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
That's, no, I don't need to be in there.
Then the helicopters came and got those people. Man. So I guess when they lose power like that,
you're just done.
There's no backup. There's no nothing. You can't row. Oof. I mean, you're screwed.
It's the North Sea because you're really rowing it anyways.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you just.
It really gives you appreciation for like Ben-Hur.
Now I'm watching this plant just roll around on the deck here.
Uh-huh. Not good.
Video.
Seas were too rough for tugboats, someone said.
Man,
so there you
told
go.
Those people. Screw
the
you.
North Sea.
Screw you. We'll see you. See you when we see you.
Well, we'll get
brought
out there.
I saw they brought helicopters in. They had
pulling people up by ropes and stuff.
84-year-old man, I was holding on to this rope, and they were pulling him up, and he was smiling. He was like, I got this.
I got off the boat.
Yes. All right, Fan Morning Show pre-show. We talked to Colin in a moment. John Wehner, The Rock on Tuesdays. Tuesday morning rocks. Yes, you like that?
Yes.
What do they do on the Pirate game?
Friday night rocks.
Yes, Tuesday morning rocks. That's what we're going to do. 9:30 on Tuesdays, we talked to John Wehner. This is a coup for our show. This is big. So John Wehner coming up at 9:30. Lots of talk about everything next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.